Welcome to our deep dive. We're going to be looking at something that, well, you probably know is important, but maybe I haven't totally explored. Website maintenance. We're using the ultimate guide to website maintenance today, and I think you'll be surprised how much it connects to, well, your love of knowledge, right? And impact, for example. Did you know that there's a connection between website maintenance and how well your site ranks on search engines? Or that a well-maintained site can build, like, trust and credibility with visitors, kind of like a well-researched argument, right?
Absolutely. Website maintenance is often seen as, ugh, a chore, but it's really the bedrock of having a strong online presence. It impacts everything from how users experience your site to how Google views its authority and relevance.
Okay, so let's break down, like, why it matters, especially for, well, someone like you, who values a smooth and efficient experience.
The guide highlights four key reasons. First, enhanced user experience. Think about it. You wouldn't want to read a book with, like, missing pages or glurry text, right? A well-maintained website offers that same seamless, enjoyable experience for visitors. No frustrating broken links or outdated information. Just clear navigation and a pleasant journey.
That makes sense. It's like, you know, offering someone a comfy chair and well-lit room to enjoy a book. You're setting the stage.
Exactly. And then there's the impact on SEO performance. We know search engines love updated websites, but it's more than that. Google looks for signs of, well, active engagement and fresh content. They factor in things like, how often you update your site? Are you fixing broken links? And even, like, how fast your pages load? These are all things that website maintenance directly addresses.
So if someone wants to attract more visitors organically, kind of like stumbling upon a hidden gem, a well-maintained site is key.
Absolutely. It's like sending signals to Google that your site is, you know, alive and kicking, full of valuable and current information. That helps it rank higher in those search results, meaning more people are likely to find it naturally.
Now, you mentioned earlier that website maintenance also builds trust and credibility. How does that work?
Think of it this way. Would you trust a source that cites, like, outdated research or has broken links all over its website? Probably not. It's the same with any online presence. A well-maintained website signals to visitors that, well, you care about their experience, that you're attentive to detail, and that the information you're providing is trustworthy. It's a reflection of your credibility, just like a well-organized presentation or a thoroughly researched argument.
And in a world where there's so much information, that sense of trustworthiness is, like, incredibly valuable. It's the difference between, you know, a hastily written blog post and a peer-reviewed journal article. You know, you can rely on the one that's been carefully crafted and vetted.
Exactly. And finally, we can't forget about security. This is a big one, especially in our digital age. Website maintenance plays a huge role in protecting your site from vulnerabilities and cyber threats. Think of it as installing, like, a top-notch security system on your online home, safeguarding both your data and your visitors' information.
So it's not just about aesthetics and user-friendliness. It's about protecting everyone.
Right. Regular updates patch security holes. Strong passwords act as, well, digital barriers. Mm-hmm. And things like SSL certificates encrypt sensitive data, making it much harder for, you know, hackers to intercept information.
You mentioned SSL certificates. Could you unpack that a bit more? I know they're important for security, but I'm not sure I fully understand how they work.
Sure. SSL stands for Secure Sockets Layer. And it's essentially a protocol that creates a secure connection between a website and a user's browser. Think of it as a coded message that only the sender and recipient can decipher. This encryption makes it extremely difficult for anyone to, well, eavesdrop on the communication, ensuring that sensitive data, like, you know, credit card numbers or personal information, remains private.
So it's like sending a confidential document in a sealed envelope. Rather than an open postcard, it adds that extra layer of protection.
Precisely. And visually, you can often identify a website using SSL by a little padlock icon in the address bar and the HTTPS at the beginning of the URL. That tells you the connection is secure.
Okay, so we've established why website maintenance is so important. It impacts user experience, search engine rankings, credibility, and security. Now, I'm curious to know what this actually looks like. In practice, what are some of the, like, key tasks involved in keeping a website in top shape?
Think of it as having a toolbox filled with essential tools for different aspects of website upkeep. Some tasks are, like, you know, routine checkups, while others are more like deep cleaning or repairs.
Let's start with the routine maintenance. What are some of those essential tasks that everyone should be doing?
One of the most crucial and often overlooked tasks is regular backups. You wouldn't believe how many website owners don't have a proper backup system in place. It's like driving without a spare tire. You might be fine for a while, but if something goes wrong, you're in trouble.
So backups are essentially like insurance for your website.
Yeah.
What are some of the best practices for creating and managing backups?
It's not enough to just back up your website once and forget about it. You need a system that automatically creates regular backups, ideally storing them in a separate location from your main website files. This could be an external hard drive, a cloud storage service, or even a specialized backup solution.
That makes sense. It's about having multiple layers of protection. So even if one system fails, you still have a way to, you know, restore your website.
Exactly. And when we talk about backups, there are like different approaches. Incremental backups, for example, only save changes made since the last backup, making them faster and more efficient than full backups, which copy everything each time. Choosing the right backup strategy depends on, well, your website size, complexity, and how often you update content.
So there's more to it than just clicking a backup button. It's about understanding the different options and finding the right approach for your specific needs.
Right. And another essential task is keeping your software and plugins updated. This is crucial for, well, security and performance. Think of it as updating your operating system or antivirus software on your computer. These updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities, as well as performance improvements and new features.
I know I've been guilty of ignoring those update notifications on my computer sometimes, but you're saying it's even more critical for websites because they're constantly exposed to potential threats?
Absolutely. Websites are often targeted by hackers because they can be vulnerable points in a network. Out-of-date software can have known security flaws that hackers can, well, exploit. Keeping everything up to date is like, you know, locking your doors and windows. It makes it much harder for unwanted guests to get in.
And beyond security, what are the benefits of keeping plugins and software updated?
Updated software often runs more smoothly and efficiently.
Mm.
It's like giving your website a tune-up, ensuring that everything is working optimally. Plugins, especially, can benefit from updates. Developers are constantly improving their plugins, adding new features, fixing bugs, and making them compatible with the latest versions of your website platform.
So it's not just about avoiding problems. It's about enhancing performance.
Yeah.
And taking advantage of the latest advancements.
Exactly. Regular updates help keep your website running smoothly and efficiently, providing a better experience for your visitors and ensuring that you're not falling behind technologically.
We've talked about the like routine maintenance.
Yeah.
Backups and updates, which are kind of like the oil changes and tire rotations, right, of the website world. But what about those deeper dives, the things that go beyond basic upkeep?
That's where we get into, well, website analysis and optimization. And this is where things get really interesting for data-driven folks like you.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What kind of tools and techniques fall under this category?
One of the most valuable tools in a website owner's arsenal is analytics. Website analytics platforms like Google Analytics track all sorts of user behavior on your site. They can tell you where your visitors are coming from, what pages they're viewing, how long they're staying, and even what kind of devices they're using.
So it's like having a detective on your website, right? Tracking every move, gathering clues.
Exactly. And the insights you can glean from this data are incredibly valuable. For example, let's say you notice a particular blog post is getting a lot of traffic, but visitors are bouncing off the page quickly. That could indicate that the content isn't quite meeting their expectations or that the page layout is confusing.
It's like realizing a chapter in your book is causing readers to lose interest. You'd want to figure out why and, you know, revise it to keep them engaged.
Precisely. Analytics can help you identify those areas where your website isn't performing as well as it could be. And once you've identified the problem areas, you can start making data-driven decisions to, well, improve them.
So it's not just about gathering data. It's about using that data to make informed decisions that enhance the website's performance.
Right. Analytics can guide your content strategy, help you optimize your website's design, and even inform your marketing efforts. For instance, if you see a lot of traffic coming from social media, you might decide to invest more in social media marketing.
Yeah.
Or if you notice visitors are abandoning their shopping carts, at a certain point in the checkout process, you can investigate why that's happening and make adjustments to improve the user experience.
It's like having a feedback loop that helps you constantly refine and improve your website.
Exactly. And speaking of feedback, one of the most valuable things you can do is actively seek out user feedback. This could be through, you know, surveys, polls, comment sections, or even social media interactions.
That makes sense. I know you're a big believer in the power of, like, diverse perspectives, and this is a great way to tap into the collective wisdom of your audience.
Absolutely. User feedback can reveal things that you might never have noticed on your own. It could highlight areas where your website is confusing, frustrating, or simply not meeting users' needs. And the beauty of it is that this feedback comes directly from the people who matter most, the people using your website.
It's like having a focus group at your fingertips, providing real-time insights into what works and what doesn't.
Precisely. And incorporating user feedback into your website maintenance routine can lead to significant improvements in user experience, engagement, and even conversions.
So we've got data-driven insights from analytics and direct feedback from users. What else falls under this deeper level of website maintenance?
Another crucial aspect is staying ahead of the curve. The digital landscape is constantly evolving, with new technologies, design trends, and user expectations emerging all the time. A website that was cutting edge a few years ago might look, well, outdated and clunky today.
I know you're someone who loves to, you know, stay informed and keep learning. It sounds like website maintenance requires that same mindset of continuous learning and adaptation.
It absolutely does. Staying ahead of the curve involves keeping an eye on industry trends, experimenting with new tools and techniques, and being willing to evolve your website as needed.
What are some examples of things that, like, website owners might need to adapt to?
One example is the shift towards mobile-first browsing. More and more people are accessing the internet on their smartphones and tablets, so it's essential to have a website that's designed to be responsive and user-friendly on smaller screens.
That makes sense. If a website is difficult to navigate on a phone, people are likely to just give up and go somewhere else.
Exactly. Another example is the growing importance of, well, website accessibility. This means making sure your website is usable by people with disabilities, such as those with visual impairments, or who use assistive technologies.
Accessibility is something I'm becoming increasingly aware of, both online and in the physical world. It's about creating a more inclusive experience for everyone.
Right. And in terms of website maintenance, this might involve things like providing alternative text descriptions for images, ensuring good color contrast, and making sure your website is navigable using a keyboard.
So staying ahead of the curve is about being mindful of these evolving trends and making sure your website is keeping pace with the latest best practices.
Exactly. It's about ensuring that your website remains relevant, accessible, and user-friendly in a constantly changing digital landscape.
No, I know all this can seem a bit, overwhelming. I've covered a lot of ground, from routine backups to analyzing user behavior and staying ahead of industry trends. How can someone make website maintenance more manageable and less daunting?
That's a great question. And the good news is there are strategies and tools that can help, well, streamline the process and make it feel less like a chore.
Okay. Give me the inside scoop. What are some of your top tips for making website maintenance more efficient and effective?
One of the most important things is to develop a systematic approach. This could involve creating a website maintenance checklist, setting up a regular maintenance schedule, or using project management tools to keep track of tasks.
So it's about bringing that same organizational mindset that you might apply to your, you know, research or writing process to your website maintenance routine.
Exactly. Having a clear plan and structure can make the process much less overwhelming and ensure that you're not missing any crucial steps.
What are some other things people can do to streamline their website maintenance workflow?
Another helpful tip is to automate as much as possible. There are many tools available that can automate tasks like backups, software updates, and even security scans. This frees up your time and energy to focus on more strategic aspects of website maintenance.
It's like setting up those, you know, automatic bill payments or calendar reminders. You're taking care of things in the background so you can focus on the bigger picture.
Precisely. And when it comes to content management, implementing content governance policies can make a huge difference. This involves establishing clear guidelines for creating, editing, and publishing content on your website.
So it's about bringing that same editorial rigor that you might apply to a research paper
or book write
to your website's content?
Exactly. Content governance ensures that all content on your website is consistent in style, tone, and quality. It can also help prevent errors, inconsistencies, and outdated information from slipping through the cracks.
And I imagine this is especially important for websites with multiple contributors or a large volume of content.
Absolutely. Having clear guidelines and workflows in place can help everyone stay on the same page and ensure that your website maintains a consistent and professional image.
We've covered so much in this deep dive, exploring all those different aspects of website maintenance. But before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on something that really resonated with me. From the ultimate guide to website maintenance, this idea of having a disaster recovery plan.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you hope you never need. But if you do, you'll be incredibly grateful you have it in place.
Exactly. The guide really emphasizes the importance of thinking through, like, those what-if scenarios, not just for websites, by the way, but for, any important project or endeavor. What if your website gets hacked? Or your server crashes? Or there's a natural disaster that disrupts your online operations?
It's about anticipating those potential problems and having a plan in place to, well, minimize downtime and recover quickly.
So I'm curious, what are some of the like key elements of a solid disaster recovery plan for a website specifically?
First and foremost, you need to identify your critical assets. What are the most important elements of your website that absolutely must be restored quickly? In the event of a disaster, this might include your website files, databases, customer data, and any essential third-party services you rely on.
So it's like creating an inventory of your most valuable digital possessions, right? The things you just couldn't afford to lose.
Exactly. Once you've identified your critical assets, you need to determine your recovery time objective, or RTO, and your recovery point objective, or RPO. RTO is the maximum amount of time you're willing to have your website offline, while RPO is the maximum amount of data you're willing to lose.
So if your RTO is, say, 24 hours, that means you're aiming to have your website back up and running within a day of a disaster. And if your RPO is 1 hour, you're willing to lose at most the last hour of data.
Exactly. These objectives will guide your backup and recovery strategy. If you need to restore your website very quickly, you might choose a more frequent backup schedule or a faster recovery method, even if it's more expensive.
It's about like weighing the costs and benefits, right? And choosing the approach that aligns with your specific needs and your risk tolerance.
Right. And beyond backups, a disaster recovery plan should also include things like communication protocols, alternative hosting options, and a clear step-by-step process for restoring your website.
It's like having a fire drill for your website, so everyone knows what to do in case of an emergency.
Exactly. And just like with a fire drill, it's important to test your disaster recovery plan periodically to make sure it actually works and that everyone involved knows their roles.
That makes sense. You don't want to wait until there's an actual fire to realize your fire escape is blocked.
Exactly. And the beauty of having a disaster recovery plan is that it not only helps you recover from a disaster, but it also gives you peace of mind, knowing that you're prepared for the unexpected.
It's like having that insurance policy. You hope you never need it, but if you do, it's
Yeah,
there to protect you.
precisely. And what's fascinating to me is that this concept of disaster recovery planning can be applied to so many other areas of life, beyond just websites. Think about your personal goals or projects.
That's an interesting connection. How do you see like disaster recovery principles applying to personal goals?
Well, just like with a website, you can identify potential obstacles or setbacks
Right.
that might derail your progress toward a goal. These could be external factors, like, a job loss or a family emergency, or internal factors, like procrastination or self-doubt.
So it's about acknowledging that things don't always go according to plan and having like a backup plan in place to navigate those challenges.
Exactly. And by anticipating these potential setbacks, you can develop strategies to overcome them, or at least minimize their impact. It's like creating a contingency plan for your dreams, ensuring that you can stay on track, even when things get tough.
I love that. It's about building resilience,
Yeah.
right? And being prepared to adapt to, well, whatever life throws your way.
Precisely. And in a way, I think this ties back beautifully to the overarching theme of website maintenance. It's all about proactive care, attention to detail, and a commitment to, well, continuous improvement, not just for your website, but for any area of your life where you want to thrive.
That's such a great point. And ultimately, whether we're talking about websites or personal goals, it's that dedication to excellence, right? And preparedness that makes the difference.
Well said.
I think we've really thoroughly unpacked the world of website maintenance, from the routine tasks to the strategic planning and even the philosophical connections. Thanks for diving deep with us today. Hopefully, you're feeling inspired to not only keep your websites running smoothly, but to also apply some of these principles to other areas of your life.
It's been a pleasure. And remember, a little proactive maintenance can go a long way in preventing those digital disasters and setting yourself up for online success.